Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Mother of two, who weighs in more than 45 stone, had to stop shopping after getting stuck in a double door of a supermarket.
How much is one stone, Ted? How many pounds?
14 and a half?
Either 14 or 14 and a half, yeah.
All right. Donnie Perkins, who admits a life-threatening addiction to pizza and junk food, also struggles to drive as she's unable to fit her bottom onto the seat of her car. She admits she turned to food after feeling unloved by her parents as a child. She weighed 21 stone when she was 18. I remember just eating and eating and eating so much, and I've just never really been able to stop. It spiraled out of control after she had her son, who is now 12 years old. But she is she has a tough time walking a short distance to her car, which basically has garnered her a disability badge.
You should pull up a picture of her, which I did not include there. It is unbelievable.
But stop going to the grocery store because she couldn't fit in the door. Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
I had a buddy that I went to grade school with and then went to high school with. His dad got stuck getting out of the pool we all went to.
Stuck getting out of the pool?
In the ladder.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Right.
What did his gut go through the...
Yeah, like the front part of his stomach went in, and he got wedged in between on the ladder.
How long was he standing?
I was not there that day. I heard the stories, and I always felt bad for the kid, because, I mean...
Well,
we didn't give him a hard time about it, but we talked about it for years.
You know, we all have a trigger, something that causes us to make definitive change, depending on whatever situation you're in life. And sometimes, like, we know that smoking is not good.
Yes.
You know, and like as many times as someone tries to tell you you need to quit, you need to stop, you know, it's going to take something. Well, whatever that is, I don't know, for me to just finally say enough is enough. And
sure.
You never know what that's going to be. But it's not going to be someone telling you, it's unhealthy, you're going to die.
We know that.
I already know that, right? And I had someone who was very close to me, and they knew that they had a severe weight problem.
Okay.
And they knew that they wanted to do something about it. They tried just about everything, you know, all the different things that are out there that were available at the time. And for whatever reason, would lose some weight, you know, 15 pounds, then fall off, then come back, and then that would be gain 20, 25 more.
Sure.
And the trigger for this person was that they flew out to see me and got on a flight and could not fasten the seatbelt. So
even with the extender?
No, they had to bring the extender.
Oh, God.
So once they go get the... Because basically the way it works is this. They are sitting in their seat.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to just act like the seatbelt is fastened.
Right.
They are getting ready to disembark. There's a final check. Before the
flight attendants
come through and get in their jump seats and get strapped up. They just want to make sure everybody's locked and loaded, ready to rock. You got your seatbelt on. They come down the aisle, stuff like that. This flight attendant looks at this person, says, that's not fastened in front of a whole plane.
Jesus.
Has to go to the front, has to get into the closet, has to get this extender, and then show this person how to work this thing.
Yeah.
And that was the point where they said, enough is enough.
Humiliation goes a long way.
So they took a different route as far as, you know, changing their life completely.
How are they doing now?
Great.
Yeah?
Great, yeah. I mean, a couple hundred pounds off.
Wow, really?
So, yeah. I mean, and that was with the help of a dietitian.
Well, sure.
That was also with the help of a surgery. And when you do this surgery, it's not joking around. You can't just go off the plan. It's like once you're in, you are in.
Didn't you know somebody that like they got what gastric bypass or the
lap band,
and then they lost weight, but they were under the misperception that now I can just eat what I want.
Correct.
And something went really wrong. Did they die or some health thing?
Basically, what they do is they take a band and they kind of strangle part of the stomach.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it almost looks more now like a bowling pin. You know what I mean? They got a band around the top so your stomach can't expand as much. Well, if you keep eating, that will just come off.
Right.
You know what I mean? And your stomach will go back to normal size, but now it just gets bigger.
And somehow they did not know this.
They knew. They knew. I mean, you can't tell people enough. Like, look, if you go get one of these surgeries, you have to be strict about it. Because food still needs to go through your stomach.
Exactly.
Still needs to pass through your body, you know, so.
I think sometimes people, just because food is actually something you need.
Yes,
as opposed to like alcohol or nicotine, which I'm fine with. But I'm just saying, so people have a hard time thinking of food as just as addictive as alcohol or nicotine or a drug.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's food, right?
Right. Right.
And that's why I look at alcohol. It's liquid. Yeah. We need liquid. And There's water in this.
And you actually need to get to a weight where you are capable of exercising.
Right.
So you're only doing one initially at the beginning until you can get to the point where you're not wrecking your knees. You're not, you know what I mean?
Right.
Tiring yourself out, giving yourself a heart attack. You know what I mean? I'm passing out, going up some steps or whatever the deal is. Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jax. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, how you doing, guys?
Hola!
So, this is a story that happened a few years ago. I was working at a Honda dealership, and we ended up getting a new boss. And I found myself ridiculously attracted to this new boss. He was a very tall man, very attractive to me, and I also watch porn. So, I have this big thing for, like, always wanting to, like, have the boss secretary fantasy. And so I kind of had this idea in my mind, and I always wore dresses to work. I sold cars, and it helped. You know, definitely this is a gender advantage story. So this boss, he had kind of made some flirtatious moves with me. One time at work, he walked up behind me and pressed his chest. He works out, goes to the gym, very much in shape gentleman. So he comes and he presses his front into my back, whispers into my ear, you need to get back to work. So I'm like, oh man, I got to do something about this. So I decide to hit on him. I'm also a day drinker when I'm on my days off.
All right.
Well, actually, I didn't call him. I texted him. And I sent him a text message because I was at home and I noticed that we had Facebook mutual friends that I know happen to be swinger lifestyle people as well.
I really like you. Yeah, I mean, the more you talk.
Yeah, these comments are going to start flying in.
I'm a day drinker. I like porn.
Is she still single? Does she still sell cars? I'm going to buy a Civic today.
Actually, she does not sell cars.
Okay. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Well, I appreciate all of that. So the way the story ends up going, as I mentioned, it's a small world. We have mutual friends. And he says, oh, yeah, who would that be? And I said, small world of perverts. And he laughs. So that just encourages me. And I just decide I'm going to, you know, roll the dice on this one. Does this man want to spank me and bend me over the desk or not? So I tell him that. And I ask if he's interested. Radio silence. Nothing. No. He doesn't reply at all. I have the day off. I see him on Saturday. It's a busy day in the dealership. I'm off on Sunday again. Monday morning, I cut.
Oh, no!
Oh, what happened Monday? You cut out.
Yeah. Oh, Monday morning, call me in to Human Resources to tell me that I'm being written for sexual harassment.
Oh, my.
They were so embarrassed having to read what I wrote that he was walking through the grocery store when I texted that to him, and he almost panicked. So I thought he could have just said no thank you, but in any case, I got written up. I asked if it was going to cost me my job, and they said if you were a man we would have fired you.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
For sure.
And how awkward was the work environment after that, though?
Okay, so that's a good question, too. I was pretty cheesed off about the whole thing, but he also has a very attractive younger son who happens to be 19 years old. There was a lot attendant working at the dealership with us. So I made sure to hook up with him and told everybody the day that I quit, like 3 weeks later.
Oh, my God, it sounds like Cobra Kai. So you had sex with a dude's son?
I did.
Have you considered working in radio?
Right.
I have. I thought about it, you guys, really.
Okay.
Because you would not be written up.
Pandemic.
It's taking Ted so long, dude. You know what he's doing. He's with Jax in the bathroom.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. But, like, right, if you had been a dude, they would have kicked you out.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What do you think was the real story there? Was he really that offended, obviously? Or was he not attracted to you? What is your intuition telling you?
Yeah, you know, that's such a good question because I really thought he knew that I was attracted to him just based on some of my moves and comments, probably other little flirty things that I did. I'm kind of a cougar naturally, but he's a man who's my age. And I don't know. I mean, still to this day, I think maybe it was a legal thing because he was the new boss on the job and he could just smell trouble coming.
Yeah, I missed the beginning. Was the dude married?
Divorced, I believe.
All right. I mean, okay. That might have just been it. He might have just been married.
Yeah, I mean, everything
you said. If I get that and I'm walking through the grocery store, I don't care if I have a full cart. I'm leaving it there and walking right. out, finding out where the hell you live.
What's your address? Right. I mean, like,
but
yeah.
Then again, I've never been in management, so fortunately, I've never had to think that way.
That's the only thing I can think. I mean, because, like, look, in theory, he did what you're quote-unquote supposed to do, but I'm a dude, right. I hang out with dudes, and I don't know a single dude among us who would have done, look, even if they weren't attracted to you, like, I would picture someone like Miles going, look at this freaking text Jack sent me. This is going to be awkward. But not, hey, I'm going to HR about this.
Right.
Or Miles says, I left the grocery store and had sex with Jax, and I have to go back and get
I mean, part of it's just got to be the position he was in, right?
Absolutely. That's my guess.
Or he just does not find you attractive.
But the other aspect of that is that you have to understand this, too. Most guys do not have that experience in life.
No.
That is not what their job entails.
No.
That's why we're angry at this guy. Like, bro, this is the porn in the making. I mean, this is the situation that we dream of having.
Right. I'm not even a boss and I watch that porn.
Instead of...
I don't have a secretary. Right? I'm down with watching
I've never had a secretary in my life. This one is dirty.
Did you ever think instead of maybe, you know, bend me over the desk and slap me, what if you said hold me gently and cuddle? Then it would have changed the game a little bit?
You make a good point, but I thought I was more likely to be taken up on the offer if
you have mutual friends. So once you you explain that, then you already there's an understanding that he is into some, you know, an alternative lifestyle.
But they have mutual friends on Facebook. Agreed. That's not the same as, like,
actual
friends. I can look on Facebook right now and find a girl that we have mutual friends, but a lot of those people, I don't really know.
Okay.
And look, right, I think you're taking
Just because some of their friends, I have friends in the lifestyle, but if you asked me a code word, I wouldn't know it. I'm not in the lifestyle.
And look, a lot of guys, like, hey, man, I can't tell if that chick likes me, right? So even if, like, sometimes you can tell, dude, she likes you. It's like, I don't know. But I've also had a woman who wanted to fillet me with Pop Rocks in her mouth, right? I did not question whether or not she liked me. And I appreciated her directness. I did not, however, appreciate her face, so I had to turn her down. But I appreciate, like, no one's beating her on the bush.
Right, exactly.
Hell no, I didn't take it to HR.
Okay, let me ask you another question. So has this made you a little trepid as far as wanting to ask someone out, or if you're dating someone and you are interested, or you're working with someone and you are interested in them, has this kind of made you take a second, you know what I mean, thought about it before you say something?
You know, honestly, I don't think it deterred me that much because basically I feel like I'd get away with it again.
All right.
Well, look, some comments are coming in, and true to what Miles said.
I love you.
Men love you.
One more question.
Just understand it, but here's something.
How was the sex with his son?
Oh, it was pretty terrible, honestly. Like, he was like a virgin.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's 19 years old. I mean, you're the one that's supposed to teach him.
Yeah.
Again, it's in the porn thing, you know?
Right.
By the way, now there's two different working theories here for why this guy turned you down. And both make sense. One says, look, he had to report her because if it had happened, she could have blackmailed him and cost him his job. Not accusing you of being a bad person, but he doesn't know, right? So you guys have sex, you say it's something different, he loses his kid. Someone else says he probably got the text from his girlfriend, was standing there, and she made him report it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That is another good point.
Thank you. I appreciate all this. I hadn't considered exactly, but these make sense.
Well, a lot of people are commenting on you. Yeah. It's all been very positive.
You still driving a Honda?
Actually, Toyota.
Oh, I see.
Well, Honda to Toyota.
Now you got a whole different group of automotive dealerships to stop by.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
And so everyone texting in, she doesn't work there anymore. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, what dealership is she at? Like,
I've always liked an Accord.
I don't think...
Yeah, right. Everybody's a fan now.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to have sex with you because you want to buy a car.
Or she goes to those midnight races. You know, on the back roads.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
That's what I mean.
Look at me.
Oh, no, I know.
God.
But even someone desperate.
I'd have to have someone who's like half blind.
And even then...
You sound nice.
You sound hot.
Thanks. Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Marcus. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hola.
Hola, hola. So I guess my quick story is aging moderately well. Always had a physical job. And now that I'm in my 40s, I'm killing it with the ladies. I'd like that lady's number, by the way.
Everybody wants her number.
Right, exactly. What do you mean you're killing it with the ladies?
Doing better than I ever have. It's like I'm a 20-year-old hot bitch. I girl.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay, so have you been single your whole life?
No, actually, I was married for 20 years.
Now, did you just stop being married? Recently?
Oh, about 3 years ago,
okay.
I did.
This makes sense. And that was your first marriage, correct?
Yeah, one and only.
All right. Well, this is that time. At your age, people are either getting done with their first marriage or the second marriage,
right,
depending on how they roll, right? So, yeah.
Well, pretty much. Or third if you're, you know, swinging
now,
like that.
Let me ask you a question. Are these people that are your age, or are they older or younger than you?
Full spectrum.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Man, oh, man.
Yep.
And you're not going to the gym or anything, obviously.
Up until Tinder, like, banned me, it was really going...
Why did Tinder ban you?
Well, I might have posted a picture that...
You show a picture of your penis.
Didn't show my junk, per se. You just knew what you were looking at.
So you showed the outline of your junk?
It was full jeans.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I don't know what's allowed and what's not, but...
Man, it's a tough life. He's getting laid all the time. He's getting banned because the outlaw or the outline of his junk is that big in his jeans.
And so Tinder kicked him off.
That's why I'm not on Tinder, Ted.
What was the first... we used to work with this guy. I think we've told this before. And God rest his soul, he's no longer with us. But when the dating app world or whatever first started blowing up, he was real quick to join us.
Was he like, was.
20 years
Match.
Ago,
Match.com,
maybe?
Yeah.
It was Match, yeah. So... Yeah. He's excited to tell us, guys, I just joined Match.com. We're kind of like, what the hell is that? And he's like, you know, man, it's a dating site. We're like, oh, yeah, that old guy's pitching it on TV. He's like, yeah, I joined it, and he explained the whole process. I'm like, all right, well, you know, good for you. About 2 weeks goes by. He's like, yeah, man, I had to place a phone call to the people at Match.com. You don't call Match.com, but he called Match.com. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, there's something wrong with the website. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I haven't gotten any responses. And then there's this weird hush in the room, like, does somebody just want to tell him, you know, I'm looking at you. I know why you're not getting responses. You're kind of ugly. You got good hair, but you're an ugly dude. An ugly, but
he was probably like, right, like my age now when he was doing that.
Probably about
But
that.
I would imagine his target demo was probably early 20s.
That's knowing who he was. Okay. And he's also one of if he dated any chick, he was in love.
All right.
I was like that guy, though.
I liked him.
He had a great spirit.
He did.
You know? I mean, he was going for it. That was a guy that...
And that was like a terrible accident, right? Something crazy.
Yeah,
something
really bad happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got like an infection.
He got like a surgery in his hand or something,
It was
right?
no big
like
deal.
Yeah, it was
and
nothing.
Then, and then the next thing you know, like he's
dead.
Yeah, right.
It was dead.
It was insane. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola!
Hola!
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Kevin. Thanks, man.
Hey, great, Ted. Thanks for being on the air.
So, how has age, weight, height, or anything affected you?
Age. Back when I was younger and more handsome.
Okay, do you want to tell us the story, Kevin, or do you just want us to guess all the stuff that you want to say?
I kind of want you to guess, but no, I'll tell you. When I was, like, in my mid-20s, I was over in Eastern Washington and out at a bar. And there is this older lady there, and she was attractive. And so got enough courage in me, started talking to her, ended up hooking up with her, right? And continued on. Well, like, I don't know, like a week or so into it, I actually come to find out that she was married to an ex-Mariner. And he played shortstop for the Mariners. So
okay.
It was kind of cool. And the other thing that was cool is that she was about like 40 years old and she looked brown.
So did you get free baseball tickets out of it?
No, but I enjoyed everything that he paid for.
Okay. I understand. All right. The flirtation device.
I've not really been in the boy toy before.
No, neither have I.
Nah, I'm missing all this fun. People.
I mean, it would have been great, but it never happened.
No, that's what I'm saying. These stories sound great, but you can't relate to them.
No, it's like reading Penthouse Forum when you're 12.
Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less. Right after emails on our question, whether it be age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
I like this comment that came in. It says, I've been pulled over 16 times with no ticket. Just a warning, I have large breasts, but not very attractive.
Yeah.
I thought her boobs worked.
They work for drinks. They work for a lot of
anything.
Things.
Anything.
Getting into a club. I mean, you
that,
name it. I mean,
that for sure.
Guys right. are not going to be the first in line.
Yeah. Guys are guys. We'll always be guys. Hello, Susie. Welcome to the men's room.
Thank you.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, bitches.
Hola to you, Susie. So what's worked for you or against you?
Gender and weight. When I was a maintenance worker for a sewer, operating a big vac truck, and it would be surprised. After I lost the 80 pounds, the guys were so helpful in carrying things for me and doing things for me. It's just amazing how much weight can make a difference to how the guys react to you.
Okay,
did you notice that, like when you went to restaurants or bars? I mean, did just everything change as far as how guys treated you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my daughter had some guy friends. They'd look at me and say, "That's your mom," which they would have never said that before had I been 80 pounds heavier.
How did you lose the weight?
Actually, I went to take my son to a doctor for ADD, and then my husband was with me at one of those appointments, and he told the doctor, "Boy, it sounds like her. You know, putting laundry in the washing machine and then not closing the lid and washing them." And the doctor said, "Sounds like you need to make an appointment with me." And I was prescribed Adderall, which...
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, boy, I lost 48 pounds in 12 weeks. It was a solid...
Oh, God! Zap!
the secrets about weight loss is Adderall.
It's basically like a 6-month bender on coke in Vegas, but the doctor gave it to me.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Are you, and you're still married, correct?
No, my husband passed away.
What's that now?
Your husband passed away.
Okay.
It's only because of Miles' ass.
Well, all right.
Now, Schrodinger's cat.
Now, did you notice, what am I supposed to do? It's, you know it's me. What was the difference in the type of guys that hit on you before compared to the type of guys that hit on you now? So, in other words, I know...
Do they have more teeth in their mouth now?
I know a couple people who are... couples who... One is very, very skinny. The other is a larger carriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, right. Like, did that change up who... Like, who was, you know, attracted to you?
Like, the good-looking guys at work that... There was one guy, however, that was always really nice to me, even when I was heavy. And after I lost the weight, we had our company Christmas party, and, I took him home with me.
You did?
What is it about Christmas parties? It can be any other party, nothing. Somehow you say Christmas party, and it's like everyone had sex with each other.
Well, I don't know about everybody, but he was always nice to me when I was overweight, and then he was definitely interested in me when I was thin, and I got to admit, I looked pretty darn good, and he was worthy of it.
Okay, good.
Worthy of the 80-pound weight loss. So what about now? What do you look like now? Have you put the weight back on, or are you still doing Adderall?
I put the weight back on, so of course it's not as easy to find somebody to date. Yeah, it really sucks. It sucks how much, you know, I'm still the same person. However, being overweight is just not what most guys are looking for.
Do you not take Adderall anymore?
No, I did for like 15 years, and the doctor quit practicing, and nobody would prescribe me the amount that she did because, I mean, he way overdid it. I'm surprised the pharmacy even filled it for me.
I mean, you're lucky you're still alive.
Right.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You haven't turned the life of the party.
Yeah, for sure.
The biggest Adderall pill is 30 milligrams, and my dose was 4 tablets 4 times daily.
Whoa!
16 of them.
Did that help your ADD?
You know, it almost made me more forgetful and... No, it didn't. It probably made it worse.
I was going to say.
But you lost the weight.
That's a hell of a lot of speed to be on.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, of course. I can't believe she never ate.
Your body had to be tingling the entire day.
You know, I got used to it, and some days I would take, like, 25 of them, and
Jesus.
It really didn't make a difference after you build up a tolerance. You can take almost all you want. It doesn't really... make a difference.
That's why I like to take so many different drugs.
I'm actually kind of glad of that, other than I wish I was still thin.
Well, sure.
Right.
Well, look, remember this. You might be of heavier carriage, but as a purveyor of porn, there's a thumbnail for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, it doesn't matter what you look like, somebody is into it, man.
Yeah. And
they even have thumbnails, sir. It just says ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, like ugly. And you click on this and you're like, they sold this correctly. I cannot believe. And they are just getting wrecked, man.
Could you imagine being called out on that, though?
What's that?
You're the guy who does ugly porn. I know
right,
you.
Where do I know you from?
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Ugly from Oklahoma? That was you?
That's right. That was you, wasn't it?
$200, you could see it.
Thanks. Well, you're that
it's
ugly
not my
guy.
Face they're talking about.
You're the ugly guy who does adult stuff, right?
Yeah. The guy with the hairy butt?
Right. My wife can't even watch. She's into ugly porn, and she says you're too much for her.
Right.
Too ugly.
Darcy, thanks, man. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Buy me a beer.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola, bitches.
So, Dave, what has worked for you or against you?
Well, I'm of normal stature now, but when I started high school as a freshman, I was 4'11" and weighed 92 pounds.
And what is life like as a 4'11", 92-pound freshman?
I don't know. You know, my dad was the same way. My three boys were the same way. So it's like, you know, I mean, I wanted to play football my freshman year. My dad was like, "You're not."
I hate to break this to you, son, but how tall are you and how much do you weigh now?
I'm 6'1", 185.
Good Lord. So
you grew about the normal high school amount.
Right.
From 4'11" to 6'1"?
Well, you got to remember ninth grade at 12. So when you think of the whole high school spectrum, right?
that was about
15 to or 14 to 18, you know?
Yeah, I stopped growing at about age 24.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, that's okay. Later in life, yeah.
But that is
what it did allow me to do as a freshman, though. One, I got cast in the first musical we did at our high school in the drama department. They did West Side Story. And I got cast as Baby John. So
oh, that's cool. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me you're a state champion at 105 or something.
Wait,
wrestling.
Right. The length really helped.
Right, exactly.
Wrestling was not for me. The other thing I did is I played tennis. And the one thing was, because people saw me when I walked onto the court, they were like, okay, I got this guy, you know, type thing. And my best shot was my backhand. And so everybody plays towards the backhand because they think that's your weakest stroke.
Right.
And I would just crush it. And by the time they figured it out, the match was going to be over. I mean, and, you know, I mean, I've been playing tennis since I was like 7 years old. And we had a guy who was at our regional park who was a tennis coach, who my dad paid him to coach me as well. But he also won the U.S. Open in 1950.
Jesus.
Okay.
What about baseball?
He taught me a lot about playing the game and how to play correctly and play competitively. And, you know, he kept... You know, God, when I graduated high school, he wanted to coach me. He goes, come on, I can take you to the pros. I go, he had been in a motorcycle accident when he was like in his late 20s and couldn't play anymore. I go, you're crippled, you're blind in one eye, and I can't even come close to beating you.
What about baseball? I would just think if I'm pitching, your strike zone would be so hard to find. I can't imagine anybody being able to successfully pitch against you.
They put up people like that. They still do like the old black and white where they put the shortest guy out there to
of course.
Pinch hit. You know
yeah,
I mean?
No, and of course, growing up, where I grew up, you know, near Oakland, was Ricky Henderson was my favorite player. And so how did he bat? He crouched down really low. Mm-hmm. So I did the same thing. And, of course, you know, it helped a lot. I walked a lot. But I was also, you know, thankfully, even though being of small stature, I was also very fast. So that worked out to my advantage as well, playing tennis and later on playing fast pitch softball and all that stuff.
I'll tell you one thing about tennis, and this is the honest God truth. So, okay. So in high school... Our high school supported just about every athletic team. You couldn't go to a golf match or anything like that.
Right.
They're normally somewhere else. But as far as women's basketball goes, I mean, we packed the gym. Wrestling, not so much. I mean, I do remember going to some wrestling matches.
Is it wrestling or is it wrestling?
Wasn't really the thing, you know. And
a wrestling tournament just takes forever.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I played baseball. Nobody goes to baseball games. Not in high school. It just there was.
We never went till it was like the semifinals or finals.
There was nobody in any of those games. So I was kind of interested in this girl, and she played on the tennis team. So I told my buddy, I said, hey man, I said they're having a match this weekend against like Morgantown, Parkersburg, all these other big schools. I said, I'm going to this match anyway because I told her I would go, but you have to come with me. I was like, you do not understand what's going on in the high school women's tennis game.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you do not understand. Like, we have to go. Like, matter of fact, if we don't even go out anymore, I still might go. Because all the hot chicks from everywhere were out there playing tennis. Doubles, singles matches, you know what I mean? And it was just like, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Granted, all the guys are good looking too. You know what I mean?
We're just having that conversation outside.
But at the
not a lot of ugly tennis players.
But at the same point in time, man, I mean that the tennis team was geez a whiz. Like, how did I not know? This is great.
Yeah, not the taller girls, but I always went for the indoor volleyball team.
Yeah, that is.
Bring the shorts.
You ever date them?
Yeah.
You did.
I was hooking up with a girl. I didn't think we were dating. I took another girl to a prom, and she cried.
That was it. Oh,
you fool.
Oh.
Yeah. You need to go back in time and slap that 10.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend in college.
It was harsh. I didn't mean it to, you know me. I didn't mean it to be harsh.
Of course.
But literally the comment was, okay, Well, whatever it was, it's over.
Yeah.
Girl I dated in college played volleyball. She had biceps bigger than I did. And I was lifting 5 days a week. I was on a football program.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I had to lift. You know what I mean? I was getting strong. Those biceps were unbelievable. I looked at her and I was just like, this is just like having sex with a dude.
Not just like it.
You know what I mean? But I was like, if I were to ever have sex with a dude, this is what she'd look like. Just massively jacked. You know what I mean?
I would try not to think that when I'm having sex.
I know, but you just looked at her biceps and you could have kept thinking about, like, there's a vein in there. Right. There's a noticeable vein. Wish I could get that.
I think the biggest problem with tennis is that somehow over the years I convinced myself I was good at tennis.
Why?
I don't know. But I have challenged people.
What?
Often girls I'm dating. And I lose every time.
But are you still convinced that you're
pretty good? Now I am not that good, but this was up to about 5 years ago. So I just, somewhere along the way, I just went, yeah, I'm good at tennis. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
You're probably good at badminton, like a, you know, backyard drinking.
I mean, I guess I only play tennis with friends where you just kind of
you're lobbing the ball back and forth, right?
Yeah.
You're not playing tennis.
Badminton. Well, you're right. I like a backyard game.
Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
You guys want to play some tennis?
I'll take it.
Hell yeah.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Long time listener, not first time caller.
Okay. We don't remember you.
You don't remember me? Well, last time I called, I was a boy. So I'm transgender. And what has worked against me is being male.
It has. In what way did you not think about that? Like, as far as, because who knows?
What do you mean, think about it? It's an experience.
Right. But what I mean is, beforehand, you would have never known that these things were going to happen. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, you know, there is the power of the poon, and I knew cute girls get their way.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there's something.
And that works to my favor now.
What are some of the negatives?
The negative? I don't know. The negative is I'm not everybody's cup of tea now, but that's fine.
Well, sure.
But when I was a boy, the negative was I'm 6'3", and I'll be honest with you, I used to weigh 285 pounds. I was not a small male, and I used to get challenged a lot. And I'm a teddy bear, and... so I get a lot of these short guys that would want to take me on, but then my size would definitely deter them because, you know, I got a 3-foot reach. You're not even going to touch my face. I'm going to knock you down. And now I'm 170 pounds and still 6'3". And when I wear heels, I'm almost 7 foot. And
what size shoe are you wearing?
Oh my God. Why are you going to buy me heels?
I don't think they make them.
They do too. Not that
size
off.
Size 13.
Right.
No, I'm a 12 and a half.
All right. See, okay. Enough. What type of men are attracted to taller women?
Oh my God. I get everything from short guys to big buff guys. Like I get more now than I ever did in my life. Like, I live a porn star life now.
When you called us before as a boy, what name did you call under?
I don't want to use that name.
Okay. And how long ago was it?
I can tell you the story, though. Maybe you'll remember me.
How many years ago was it? Do you know?
I've been listening since your day one, and you've been on 10-something years. Yeah. So, it was probably 6 years ago.
Okay. All right.
I called in. I had heart back surgery and was denied by the Army and then joined the Laborers Union and then started my own demolition company.
Is that what you still do now?
No, now I do child care.
Now I demolish ass.
Online.
I'm still in the demo, but it's
online. It's taking it out. One piece at a time. Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
You going to buy her heels, Ted?
No. I noticed she's going to be
6'9". Right.
Exactly. Well,
she got a 3-foot reach.
Good for her. I mean, that's just a lot of, like, I don't know. That's a lot of info to be like, oh, yeah, you're the person transitioned, and now you're Rose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I don't remember you.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of events. Sometimes talking to people got to be like, hey, man, like, we hung out. Like, oh, yeah, all right, that was after a blah, blah, blah party.
Right. That makes sense now.
Now I know. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
Hola.
Pros for me is I'm 6'8" and 24 years old. By the time I turned 21, they didn't bother carding me.
They did what now?
They didn't bother carding me. I didn't get carded for my 21st.
You know what? Sadly, that happens to anyone, even if they look like they're 10. Right. I don't know what the deal is, man, but as soon as you turn 21, it's like they don't ask anymore.
When your ID is not fake, they don't want to see
it. Shove it in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. I was at a place the other...
I wasn't even surprised either. I'm like, that doesn't surprise me.
What's the worst part about being 6'8"? I'm sure, like, trying to find a shower head that doesn't just hit you in the chest or bed that's long enough.
Those suck, but then, like, nice cars. My stepdad has a 66 Mustang that I don't fit in anymore.
Damn.
You know, it's a nice car. I'm too big for it.
How about, like, partners? Do they ever say, look, I can't go out with you. You're too big. You know what I mean?
I usually don't have that issue.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, you can't be in the you can't be in the military, correct?
No, I actually didn't even try. My dad was, and he was 6'6", but he was.
Well, I think 6'7" is the cutoff.
It's 6'7" or 6'8".
It might be 6'8", but either way, I mean, the military does that stuff. I mean, they gave David Robinson an exemption because he was a basketball player.
Because he's David Robinson.
But other than that,
but it did help that he got that tall.
It did or did not help?
No, it did because. Like, I want to say, it's been a long time since Navy's had somebody, like, in a pro sport that they, but you have to serve for 3 years, right?
Right. Okay.
So I want to say, didn't Staubach go and serve and then come back?
He did.
I think that was.
So with David Robinson, he was obviously going to get drafted by the NBA, but it was easier, too, because when he was at the Naval Academy, he grew out of regulation.
Okay. If you want to be a Marine, height standards for male applicants range from 58 to 78 inches.
78.
Height standards for female applicants range from 58 to 72 inches. And the Air Force does a different number on this. So,
well, Air Force, right, because we're like, to be a pilot.
You have to be 2 inches taller on each side to be in the Air Force. Depending on what it's all different. The academies are different. The weight standards are different. Could you go at 51 years of age and go and do boot camp?
I don't know.
I thought 40 was the cutoff.
Well, I don't know what it is, because when 9/11 happened, all right, so 9/11 happened, the country's attacked, and most of us, you know, if you're not old enough to remember Pearl Harbor, this was new to us, but a lot of guys I worked with in sales, specifically at the radio station, these guys were 40, 45 years old, but they were so pissed off that in response, they joined the military. And I remember one guy in particular, I'm like, man, I think he's like 45 years old, but he was gone. Like, he left, he joined the military and served, I believe. So I don't know. I don't know if they make exceptions in that case. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know about the age stuff. But, I mean, the guy we used to work with, right? I mean, he wanted to join and left radio. So they were like, all right, well, you're not in a good enough shape now. And spent a year getting him in shape. And then he went through boot camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just right. I don't know what the age is.
Because if you can still function and do your job, if you are still in shape, whatever the requirements are, does it matter that you're 51 years old?
I'm not sure, but for some reason, I thought they had an age, like, limit on joining.
Joining.
All right. Mm. Age, white, height, or gender, what is either a work to your advantage or worked against it? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.